News Talk 980, CKNW.
Hey, how much money do you think baby boomers and the older generation have anyway? Well, maybe more than we realize. There's been this really interesting story in the news this week about the amount of money that Canadian parents will pass on to their children over the next 10 years. It is an astounding number. $750 billion worth of wealth. And to talk more about this morning, Miley Wong joins us, the first vice president and portfolio manager of the Wong Group and CIBC Wood Gundy here in Vancouver, also author of Smart Risk. Good morning, Miley.
Good morning, Simi.
That's a huge number.
You're absolutely right. It's actually the largest intergenerational wealth transfer ever.
Where does that money come from? What is it?
Well, it's a combination of estimated assets. You know, the survey was done across Canadians. And, you know, this is the amount of money in aggregate that they're looking to transfer to the next generation. That generation, though, of receivers is between the age of 50 to 75. So it's not necessarily as young as we typically think of.
Oh, I see. Okay. So this money may actually be going to some of the baby boomers.
That's right. That's right. Which is really interesting in terms of the impact when you think about who's going to be spending the money and how.
Yeah, that is. So is a lot of this, do you think, maybe tied up in the equity of people's homes?
I do think so. In fact, you know, the national average inheritance across Canada would be approximately estimated to be $180,000, whereas in BC, where we've seen particularly elevated real estate, mm-hmm. it's almost 28% higher, $230,000. So, you know, it does suggest that, you know, a nice windfall could take place for that age group. But how will they spend it?
Yeah, how will they spend it? Do we know?
Well, you know, a lot of them said maybe windfall spending on leisure and travel, while others might, you know, choose to pursue that very active work optional lifestyle. But also there's talk of that home equity transfer to the next generation. And I think that's really interesting.
Is that like the idea that the baby boomers who inherit this wealth from their parents may turn around and help their kids, the millennials, get into the marketplace?
Yes, that's right. In fact, I think it does introduce that idea, but there's also the concern that they have about mismatched expectations. Some parents are expressed concern that they may not be passing on as much as that next generation is hoping for.
Oh, that sounds like an interesting family discussion is what you're describing
yeah.
right there is that the grandkids think they're going to get something more than what their parents are willing to give them from the grandparents' estate.
Exactly. For example, I've seen some cases where a large inheritance is expected by the next generation, but it did not actually materialize because oftentimes taxes or a lack of planning and the fact that retirements are lasting longer and costing a lot more to maintain can actually drain the amount left over for that next generation. So it really underscores the importance of having a proper financial plan and those important family discussions you just mentioned.
Yeah. Do you think the receiving generation needs this money?
Well, I think there is some concern around how that money would be spent. You know, some clients tell their advisors that they're worried about the fact of once they transfer the wealth, it might be liquefied or spent by the children. And these benefactors are actually thinking more and more about the purpose for their money and how they want to leave a legacy and create a lasting impact. So we are seeing more and more discussion about philanthropic endeavors in addition to how they will pass the money to the next generation.
So this generation that is going to be leaving the money behind, so it's home equity, must also be other things too, though, like maybe life insurance. Is that the first generation? Did they save for themselves? Like this was they're thriftier than, say, baby boomers and millennials.
Right. Well, I think that it's a combination of factors. There's all of that, as well as the fact that, you know, this generation has been saving and investing, and there's investment portfolios that are owning things that are providing income for their retirement. So it's a combination of all those things. And I think it gives the next generation an opportunity to really have a greater impact on how they're able to create their next 20, 30 years of lifestyle as well.
Right. So is this something that we are prepared for? Like in our economy, that's a pretty big transfer of wealth that's going to be happening.
It is. And I think that's one of the things that is so underscores the importance of, you know, people who are both the givers and the receivers in order to make that money last and work for them the way they want it to meaningfully. It's really important to have the right conversations or ask the right people who can advise them from the perspective of, you know, tax as well as wills and investments. And all of those things are conversations that can happen sooner rather than later. You know, oftentimes we'll see those conversations take place later on in life, but I've seen so many great multi-generational wealth transfers take place when those right conversations take place, even in their 20s and 30s.
Right. So that's somebody, everybody gets a little bit of something, essentially.
That's right. Exactly.
But you have to have those discussions. I can see how that would be difficult sometimes, too, because you're right. I think people get outsized expectations of what's coming to them, perhaps.
Absolutely. That's why, you know, planning and prioritizing are two of the things that we'd like to see happen, you know, within families, but also with their advisors, and in a way that's all about pulling out and teasing out those really core underlying values about the purpose for money, what they want to create for this family on a long-term basis. And oftentimes, you know, as I mentioned, those expectations are mismatched because the giving generation still is thinking about their own retirement because, you know, things cost a lot more and people are living a lot longer. So even if there is that plan in place, sometimes, you know, decisions are made that are counter to that plan. So it's really important to keep updating that and having those conversations on a regular basis.
All right. Thanks for the advice this morning, Miley. We appreciate it.
My great pleasure, Simi.
That is Miley Wong, First Vice President, Portfolio Manager of the Wong Group and CIBC Wood Gundy here in Vancouver, author of The Smart Risk. Also talking about this study out this morning that shows that over the next 10 years, $750 billion worth of wealth is going to be inherited. So people will be passing away and they will be passing on. The average age of the people who will be inheriting the wealth, between 55 and 75 years of age. So essentially, it is the parents of the baby boomers who are passing away, passing the money on to the baby boomers. What they decide to do with it, I think, will have a huge impact on the economy and to their kids as well, who are, a lot of them, still struggling to get into the market. So parents, better start having those discussions.
Listen to CKNW anywhere, anytime at cknw.com or with the CKNW app.